the dialect of Pulham St. Mary, Norfolk. Mr. Townsend Adcock, a native, age 65, retired farm laborer, recorded in his home by W.N. Francis on the 10th of February, 1957.
Of course, there's a difference in plough and match and a draw and match. Because a plough and match, you plough some stitch or half a stitch, what it is, one wine, and you finish up with another wine. Oh. But a draw and match is simply to draw far from one side to the other.
Oh, yes.
And
make it as straight as you can.
Straight as far as you can.
How would they go about it then?
Well, first, that's all stuck out. You draw around the outsides.
Yes.
And you're stuck out so far apart.
Yes, with so sticks.
With a little stick. Mm-hmm. And then when you, that's your turn to draw for it. Number, you go and get a ticket, and there's your number, and there's your number you follow what you go and draw.
Yes.
Well, there's men each end, stick the big stick up, and you've got to knock your sticks down.
They got a row of sticks.
There's only one.
One
to each end.
One each end.
And you've got a brist, what they call a brist, these sticks.
Yes.
They must be that side of the counter.
Yes.
And because the straighter you go, the better it is.
And then do they...
There's certain... on the committee, there's certain people on the committee, and they're supposed to be the head ones, and they have another section, what they call stickers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many of them, it's the head one each side, or each end.
Yes.
And there's so many in the middle, and they're to plumb the fire up.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever they want a stick set in, they set one in.
Mm-hmm.
And they plumb that from one end to the other.
And plumb it right to the end,
yes. And these sticks, what they set in the middle, there, you set one of them down, that'll soon tell you where your fire is right.
Oh, yes, because you sight from the end.
Sight from each end, yes.
Mm-hmm. I see. And now, would you use your own horses, or...?
No. That is, you would in guards of ploughing, mate. You see, instead you'd prefer to take your own horses, you do so, you see, if farmers let you do that.
Mm.
Most of them do, you see.
Most of the time you use your own.
Yeah.
But in the drawing match...
Drawing match, you've got to take any horses what come... Well, you draw your ticket from, you draw your horses, you see, and you have to take your turn.
Mm-hmm. So you're lucky to get anybody's horses?
Oh, you're lucky to get, that didn't matter which pair of horses you got, you have to take them if you draw the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
How do they do when they're malting?
Because you want an olden days.
Yes.
Oh, yes, well, olden days, you see. That was all carried with the farm vehicles, wagons and that.
Yes.
That was all carried off.
Yes.
And shot on through a floor, what they call a floor.
Yes.
All these floors had got pricked tiles, holes in, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to spread this all out and then damp it all down and sulfur and that and turn it all over. Because they had the wooden shovels, and then they used to have to rake it, level it all off, and then they used to, that used to be laid so long, and then they used to be turned again, what they call, bent into malt.
Oh.
You see that?
But does it start to sprout? Is that what happened?
Well, yes, they got a sprout, and you see, that's all put into these long beans of water. Well, then, all what don't sprout all come atop, you see.
Oh, yes.